It's time to take this game into overtime. The official podcast of the Average Joe's Sports Show on 90.9 The Light Sports for our generation.
All right, so hear me out on this one.
I'm listening.
Because the headline itself is kind of crazy. But Mitchell Trubisky going at number two when Chicago traded up for him was a sensational pick.
What?
Unfortunately, it was not sensational for Chicago. It was sensational for the team sitting in the mid-teens that had these defensive masterpieces just fall to them. When Chicago traded up for Mitch Trubisky, one, it was one of the stupidest trades we've seen in a long time. They gave up unnecessary picks for a guy that San Francisco was not going to draft. But what it did was it put this ideology in teams' heads of, oh my gosh, we have to go offense. Because despite the fact that there were several mock drafts saying Trubisky was going to go top 10, I'm not too sure how many teams actually thought he was going in the top 10. I think a lot of teams thought he would be there at 12 when Cleveland had their second pick in the first round. But he went 2, and following that, we saw Corey Davis go 5 to Tennessee. Corey Davis probably could have been available in the 20s to 30 range. And then 2 picks later, San Diego takes Mike Williams at 7. Christian McCaffrey goes to Carolina. We knew that was going to happen. Leonard Fournette went 4 at Jacksonville. We knew that was going to happen. And then at 9, John Ross goes to Cincinnati. And you're thinking, wait a minute here. John Ross was fast at the combine. There's no doubt about that. His 40 time was sensational. The NFL route tree is a lot more than a straight line, though, and he was not a top 10 wide receiver. But what it did was now you have all these defensive players who should have gone top 10, some even top 5. They fall outside. Jamal Adams goes 6 to New York. A lot of people had him going 3 to Chicago. New York got a steal there. Malik Hooker goes 15 to Indianapolis. He was a top 10 pick. Indianapolis gets a steal. Jonathan Allen goes 17 to the Redskins, a pick that I personally love. That was a top 5 player. He goes at 17. Reuben Foster, a guy that could have gone to Cincinnati at 9, he goes to 31. And then, of course, you have teams trade up. Kansas City trades up for Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes definitely would have been there in the second round or when they had initially wanted to draft him at their 27 spot. They were 25 or 27. He would have been there. And then Houston trades up to 12 for Deshaun Watson because they want to steal him from either Cleveland or Arizona, who is likely going to pick him. This rise to offense worked so well for these mid-teen teams that needed to fill, one, just positional holes here, and they got guys that were way outside of their range. So thank you, Chicago. You blessed the Redskins with John Allen, and I'm forever appreciative of your terrible decision to make this trade for Mitchell Trubisky. I put a lot of thought into that because I was so giddy about John Allen. As soon as he fell out of the top 10, I was going nuts on Twitter. Denton underscore day on Twitter. That's shameless plug number one for the show.
Boom!
I missed it in the first hour, but I had to get it out there. All right, I'm done. Thank you, Chicago.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. It kept me up last night thinking about that one.
Definitely. So we're going to change it up a bit. We're going to go NHL.
What?
Just to fill people in on sports they might not know as much about. So one of the stars of the Nashville Predators who are... They swept the Chicago Blackhawks, one of the top contenders in the first round.
What did you call them?
The Chicago Blackhawks.
Okay.
Watch yourself.
Oh, college humor.
They swept them in the first round, to everybody's surprise. Second round, they win the first game. Second game. He's warming up. He's doing his warm-ups, as always, before every game, and he's dancing a little bit when he's stretching. And NBC Sportsnet, the broadcasters, Mike Milbury and Keith Jones, they see this, and they start teeing off on him. Like I'm teeing off on them right now. And they say, how dare you do that? It's a new day and age, and everybody wants to be on Instagram and Twitter, but you've got to keep focused. This is a tough game. Then they suggested that the coach should hit him on the head. On air. Because he danced during the warm-up. If you take a look at any other sport, players are doing this non-stop regardless. They're having fun while at the same time they're getting in their zone. I know when I played sports, I would listen to music before my games. I'm sure Denton,
went before
you did.
My track meets, I'd have my headphones blaring with some ghetto music, ghetto
yeah.
rap music.
Kyle, back in the day.
Back in the day.
You probably did the same.
DMX.
So what's wrong
Exhibit.
With PK Subban?
Hey, he said Exhibit. Oh, my.
What's wrong with PK Subban doing this? I don't get where they're coming from. Like, maybe if they're the old folks watching golf... And seeing Ricky Fowler do this, then sure, maybe, because it's golf. But this is hockey. It's a fun sport. It's one of the top four premier sports in America. We're going to be talking about it on the show, so it's not like people don't care about it. If Kyrie Irving, Stephen Curry, Cam Newton, or anybody else can do it...
Odell Beckham does do it every game.
Every game.
Why well, we can't look, why cannot at, PK Subban do it?
I think it's ridiculous in what they said. I absolutely agree with you. Absolutely ridiculous that they would look at that, considering this is hockey. Like, a game without necessary flavor in that aspect that would appeal to a younger generation. That would be kind of neat to see if I was a young, you know, kid. I used to go to hockey games growing up. So if I saw that on the ice, I would want to do something along those lines next time I'm on the ice, which I used to skate, things like that, blah, blah, blah.
Same. I played hockey for a year.
Right. But that would be one of those things where I'd be like, well, if he can do it, then I would have my headphones on, Blair, and I would be out there dancing a little bit, getting loose, feeling it, having fun instead of being so serious and, you know, maybe tense about what's about to happen.
Can I pull the card? Do I have permission to pull the card on this one?
Go for it.
What color is PK Subban's skin?
He is black.
He is black. A lot of the guys in hockey are not black. I have seen guys dance around before the puck drop. Alex Ovechkin has done it. Evgeny Kuznetsov has done it. Tom Wilson has done it. TJ Oshie has done it. They dance all the time. PK Subban is an African-American. He's the one getting belittled for dancing in a sport that is not heavy in African-American men. I mean, that's just the way it is. I don't want to make it sound like those guys are racist. I don't want to make it sound like the NHL is racist. But that's just the simple facts. He's African-American. Mm-hmm. He's dancing. He got belittled for it. The white guys do it. They don't.
And I would actually 100% agree with you. I don't think that the NHL in any bit of, you know, the word is racist. I think we've seen an exponential growth in the way that...
Especially in the past few years.
They're attracting players.
Yeah.
And remember, these are all athletes that are training for this.
And PK Subban is good, right. too. It's not Subban's like he's a
great player.
Subban's really good. I enjoy watching him. And he's on the Preds, which, you know, is kind of like my team from Tennessee. But it's one of those things that when I hear that, that's my first thought as well. It's very unnerving. It makes me a little bit uncomfortable, and it is kind of confusing.
One last thing on this. I was reading an article from Pat Iverson on SB Nation. Shout out to him. And he had a couple, like, points that he put together. He said, number one, NHL is still kind of a fringe sport at times. Number two, NHL is a fun, freaking-tastic sport to watch. Completely agree with that. Number three, NHL has some electrifying stars and infectious personalities. Number four, Subban happens to be at the top of that list. Number five, hockey's head-down team-first culture is and always been sort of boring. Effective, but boring. So he said the NHL can't fix number one of being a fringe sport if number five doesn't stop trying to suffocate the personalities like Subban out of the game.
That's fair. Very well written.
He said that perfectly.